The other day,
I met a wise man.
Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The other day, I met a wise man. Now, where would I ever be that I would meet a wise man? I am not living in university circles of state and federal and college universities. I am not living in an environment of people who are going around like the geniuses that they are. I'm not living in an atmosphere or world where people are exceptionally brilliant. I'm living in a world where people are people. People are just ordinary, everyday people. And as I live in this world of just ordinary, everyday people, with people who are in the supermarket, people who are walking down the street, people who are wherever I may be in whatever social circumstance I might be, I meet these people. And you wonder, where would you meet a very special person? Where would you meet a wise person? Well, I met a wise person in a person who decided he was going to be himself and have fun with his life. Henry said that he has met wise people. Now, what are the wise people that Henry has met? What are the wise people that Henry has met? The people that Henry found that they were being themselves and having fun. Was Henry introduced to these people early in life when he was a youngster and his father would point to someone sitting on a park bench who looked like he had no job, no interest in anything in life except the little bottle in his hand and the park bench and his disheveled clothing. And Henry looked at the fellow and thought to himself, gee, look at that poor guy. And Henry's father spoke to him without responding to Henry's unanswered question in his mind. And he said, Henry, there is a philosopher. And Henry looked at the man sitting on the bench and he thought to himself, a philosopher? Dad, what's a philosopher? A philosopher is a man who is being himself and having fun. Well, do you mean that when you just sit on a park bench and drink that bottle that you're being yourself and having fun? No. His father said, not that you sit on a park bench and drink from a bottle, but that you do not have any responsibilities. You do not allow the world to lay its responsibility on you, that you must live according to its standards. Being yourself and having fun is living according to your standards. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean your standards are acceptable in the world. It doesn't mean your standards are acceptable by humanity. It just means that they are your standards. Now, was this philosopher of the park bench of Henry's youth, was he hurting anybody? Was he taking from anybody? Was he disturbing the world, the vibration of the world around him? In a way, yes. Yes, he was disturbing it very much. Because everyone who looked at him said to themselves, what a lucky bum. See, bum and lucky, you know, they go together. What a lucky bum. What a lucky guy who has nothing, no responsibilities, no demands on him, no family. He may have a family, we don't know about it, but he doesn't know about it either. He has no family, he has no requirements, he doesn't have to worry about a house or doesn't have to worry about food. Doesn't have to worry about it. It's just there. when he wants it, he goes behind the supermarkets, and there's always plenty of food that they throw out there, and he has plenty to eat. And no matter what he wants to do, he does it. Now, that is the bottom of the barrel, or that is the ultimate, perhaps, of being yourself and having fun. But can you be yourself and have fun and still live not a respectable life, but a life that is filled with a nice place to live, nice food to eat, nice clothing to wear, such as you would like to wear? Can you ever create that for yourself? Well, people do. And people do very often. In fact, many people do. Many women, they think that their job is just to lay around the house all day long and do nothing and just read books and watch television, and when the hubby comes home, make a dinner maybe, or have him make dinner. Oftentimes they have him make dinner because they say, I'm so precious that you do things for me, you know. Well, they're bums too, aren't they? They're being themselves and having fun. But now, are they hurting anybody? Well, they're not hurting anybody, but society feels they're hurting themselves because they're being sort of anti-relationship, anti-friendly to their to the calling of being a wife. And a husband who does the same thing is the same thing. Now, where does this philosopher of Henry's youth come in? Where does he come in? Why is he a philosopher? What does he think? Well, now, I say to you, here when you come to the campus of the University of Healing, come to the Absolute Monastery, I say, I require you, every day, to take at least an hour or more for meditation. An hour or more for you to sit quietly and listen to the divine within yourself. I say for you to take time to sit quietly and meditate on any of the topics that please you. I say, go take a walk. Take a walk on the meditation grounds here and think of the meditation grounds here that you are thinking of. Don't do that. That's right. Okay, just think of the grounds. Just think of the grounds, okay? Love? Hey, are you being a bum? Are you being a bum? Are you being yourself and having fun? Yeah. So, when you have something that is not functioning the way you want it to function, you fall in love with it and it functions the way you want to. When you have something that's functioning not the way you want it to function, and you go at it with anger or you go at it with anticipation that it's going to be not functioning right, well, then you get it not functioning right. And then it doesn't function right. So just give them lots of love, and they'll function right. Right, kid? Hey, right, kid? So that's Rex the same way. And little children are the same way. Henry is that way, too. Give Henry love, and he'll function perfectly. Give Henry, antagonize Henry, and he will find ways to make you very, very unhappy. And he doesn't even say a word. He's very creative. So think about these things. Now, think about that bum. Think about that philosopher. We require you to take time to go and meditate. And do you do that? No, you don't. There's so many things you want to do. There's so much you want to read. There's so many places you want to go and you want to talk to people and you want to do. Take the time. Take the time to do it. And I say to you, have a good night's sleep. Oh, I've got too many things to do to sleep. I get by with 2 or 3 hours of sleep and then I want to read these books and I want to do that. And you got a frown on your face. You were like that too.
Yeah.
Now, you've been here 30 years, and you're beginning to take your meditation time now. You know what I mean? I mean, now she's beginning to do it. But 30 years ago, getting her to do anything you know, that she didn't want to do, or anything that was for good for her, you know. She fought tooth and nail, and most of us did, because we have to do it our way. Chrissy's still doing that. Chrissy's still fighting tooth and nail to do it the way the hospital wants it done. Now, Chrissy should be a philosopher. And a philosopher is being themselves and having fun. So Chrissy, and I don't say that I'm recommending that this is what she should do, or this is what Chrissy is right for Chrissy to do, but I would say, Chrissy, let's use another name. Let's see, Henrietta. How about that? Henrietta should go into her hospital, and Henrietta should just walk in the door, good morning, everybody, good morning, and be a blossom, a bubble of love, and go in there and say, wow, you guys are so wonderful. You're doing your jobs just so perfectly. Oh, I'm so proud of you. And you're the janitor, you know. Henrietta goes in, and she's whoever she is. But she is so charismatic. She is so being herself and having fun that everybody looks at her and says, my goodness, your job looks like a lot of fun. Well, I had to train myself to do that, because before I was a very serious girl, and I expected everyone to toe the mark. I expected everyone to do what you should do, and if you don't do what you should do, you're fired. You're out. Boom, out. You know, you're history. And you know. And then I read Herb Barley's book, I Am Number One. And after reading that book, I realized, hey, there's nothing to prove in this world except to be myself. There's nothing to, and who's me? And I, Henrietta, said to myself, I like me. I like me. I'm a nice person. And if anybody, well, she didn't say that, but we said, if anyone doesn't like me, they can just go jump in the lake. But you see, you don't do that. Nobody dislikes you. You don't even know it. You are so unaware of anything in this world other than yourself that you walk into your hospital, and it's your hospital. You know? Did you ever walk into your city? Did you ever walk into London, your city? Is London your city? You bet. It's my city. My city, London. You own London, you know? And so act like it. Act like it. Walk in there. Hi, London! I'm home! I'm back! Now, Latifah, Queen Latifah, when her boyfriend got off the airplane the first time after he'd flown. What did he do?
He kissed.
He laid down on the ground. He kissed the earth. He said, I'm down. I'm safe. I'm on the ground again, you know. And the earth was his home, you know. The whole earth. Not the air, but the earth. And so when he got down on the earth, he kissed the earth. This is my earth. Now, did you think he was silly? You thought, I understand him. I've been there in some way or another where I was in a place where I didn't feel comfortable, and I finally was where I felt comfortable. I was home or something like that, and I kissed the earth, you know, I kissed the ground, and I'm so happy, maybe figuratively or maybe actually. But if you do it actually, it's even more fun. But you see, when Henrietta walked into the hospital, everybody says, good morning, Henrietta! And they met him, not even knowing her. But everybody says, good morning, Henrietta. And so people sitting in the lobby, patients waiting in the lobby of the hospital, they look at this person, they say, good morning, Henrietta. And she expects them to say, good morning, Henrietta, because she says good morning. She likes herself. She's being herself. She's having fun. And then what does she do? Well, actually, she doesn't even work in that hospital. But every morning, she walks through that hospital and says good morning to everybody. She walks in the front door and walks out the back door and gets in her car and goes about her home. And it's her world. It's her day. She's being herself and having fun. And nobody knows that she doesn't even work there. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows that that's not her hospital and that she has no role to play there. But she walks through there like Queen Latifah. You know, she walks through there like she's a mistress or the master of everything. Well, now this is being yourself and having fun, whatever your role of being yourself and having fun may be. Now, would that be a lot of fun to do something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't
yes,
that be?
I do.
You do. Good for you. But you see, that's the art of it. That's the art of it. And that's why I used her as an illustration, because that's what she does. But you see, when we do things like that, then we are the wise man. Then we are that wise person who is being ourselves and having fun. We are the man that Henry's father pointed out to him. He's a philosopher. He's a wise man. He's a man who lives what he believes. She is a woman who lives what she believes. And I at the expense of repeating myself, I'm going to tell the story again about Sibyl. Sibyl lives in Nigeria, and in Nigeria, they were having a little bit of upset by the young people. And the young people were going around the city doing naughty things, and they were just trying to show their distress with the government and so forth. And so Sibyl worked for a government place, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she worked for a government office, and she drove to work, and as she was driving to work, she saw these boys turning cars over and starting them on fire and different things and making quite a mess. And she drove up to her office, and the boys were doing that in the parking lot, but she drove right into her parking space and went to work. She went to work and didn't think a thing about what was going on out there. That was none of her business. She surrounded them with her pure white light of love and blessed them and released them. She didn't have to make them stop or start or do anything. She just blessed them and released them and went to her work. She sat at her desk and did her things, and everything was in perfect peace and perfect calm and perfect harmony. And she did her a full day's work and was very happy. And everybody else in the office was kind of itsy-bitsy tense about what's going on outside, but not Sibyl. And so quitting time came. And Sibyl took her purse and walked out the back door to the parking lot of her office building. And there was a burning car lying right in front of where her car was. So she couldn't back out of her parking space because that car there. And so she went up to the boys, who were being rather naughty, and she said, "Would you please roll that car away? I'm ready to go home from work, and I'm all set." And the boy says, "Yes, ma'am." And they rolled this burning car out of the way, and she drove out and went home and just was very content and very happy. Now, was she being herself and having fun? Now, in the midst of a very difficult circumstance, was she being herself?
Yeah.
Was she on top of it? Was she was she sincerely untouched? And you see, she was sincerely untouched. It's not just pretending, you know, inside you're tight as a drum, but outside you're loose. Well, she's loose inside and outside, just a gentle, flowing spirit who was untouched. And she has lots more stories like this to tell. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, what is that all about? What that's all about is, she's the wise philosopher. She's that bum that was sitting on the bench that your father pointed out to you so many years ago. And he will always be there. And just like Henry says, there are things like that that get caught into our memory. And we don't know why they're in our memory or what their purpose is. We don't know why they're acting that way toward us, but somehow they are a building block. They are a foundation for something very beautiful inside of us. And this is what it's all about. Now, we go back also to Henry, and what is it with Henry? Now, lover boy, relax. Rex, hey baby. Rexy, cool it. He is so happy when guests come in. And our handyman, Brian, just arrived to go to work, and Rex had to greet him with all his love and all his joy and all his enthusiasm. Well, now, we're building foundation stones in our life that allow us to be ourselves and have fun. And another foundation stone that Henry told us about was when he was a boy of 28, and he was driving along, and he came to a park. And he stopped at this park because he likes to stop at view sites. Wherever there's it says view site or something, he stops. Well, this looked strange. It was just a sign says park, you know, and it said sit a while park, didn't it?
Stop and sit a while.
Hmm?
Stop and sit a while.
Stop and sit a while. And this was when he was 28, and he's 900 years old now. And so he stopped. And he saw this big, beautiful tree in the middle of maybe about 100 square feet. And then there's a lovely park bench there. And it was a park, a dedicated park, with a sign and telling all about it, how someone had dedicated that land so that you could just stop and sit a while. And so Henry stopped, and he sat a while. And that was once. And he was remembering that all his life, because whenever he gets upset, whenever he gets uptight, he remembers that time that he stopped on that park bench so many years ago and sat a while. And when he sat, took a deep breath and let it all out, and he just relaxed, and he probably had his first real meditation at that time, because that was a time when he was just being himself and having fun. He had no other thought on his mind. He was the pure, perfect, ideal bum. He was the pure, perfect, ideal philosopher. He was the pure, perfect, ideal man. And each of us can be that ideal man. We can each be like Sibyl, be untouched by burning cars and riots going on right on our right and our left, and just go as though you were in a field of clover and blessed on all sides, and you are. We create our world, and it's up to us to know how to meet a wise man. And it's up to us to look within ourselves and find out that the wise man is right there, sitting in that park bench, looking at that view under that one glorious tree. And he didn't have a whiskey bottle in his hand, but he had love and being himself in his heart. And that's what being a wise man is all about. And that's what we are all about. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.